Geographer Gray Tappan has been studying the Sahel with the U.S. Geological Survey since the early 1980s. Since then, he and his colleagues have noticed some surprising changes.
We began to say, hey, this is a story of more people and more trees. And, you know, people look at you funny. How could that be, you know?
But Tappan has the pictures to prove it. He found aerial photographs taken in the 1950s and 70s and compared them to photos he took himself.
And immediately you can see the much increased tree cover today versus 1975 and even compared to 1957.
In Niger alone, 5 million hectares of land are greener today than they were 3 decades ago. That's an area about the size of Costa Rica. But farmers are not doing it simply for the love of trees. Crops near trees grow better in this harsh environment because trees block the wind, their leaves fertilize the soil, and protect the crops from drought. And that's especially important in the Sahel, where drought and hunger are regular visitors. Just last year, drought left millions in Niger facing malnutrition. During another drought in 2005, researchers compared villages where farmers tended trees to those that did not, says the African Forest Forum's Mahaman Lorwanu.
The population of those villages really survive better than those who don't have trees on their own farm, because they can cut wood and take to the big city to sell and get some money to buy cereals. And also, they use the leaves and the fruit of the tree species just to survive.
If trees provide such clear benefits, then why have so many farmers been cutting them down? Experts say growing population has put pressure on farmers to plow up more land. But part of the reason dates to French colonial policies that gave the state ownership of all trees and products derived from them. Mahaman says that was a strong disincentive for farmers to protect them.
If you put all your effort to regenerate tree on your own farm, and then you don't have the right to go and use it, what's the essence of doing that?
He says a change in Niger's forestry policy has helped drive the regreening of this part of the Sahel. But experts say governments have not been the driving force in this transformation, and international non-governmental organizations provided little more than some technical help. That's according to Tony Rinaldo, today with World Vision Australia, who was one of the early pioneers.
Much of the response has actually come from the farmers and the communities themselves, as opposed to NGOs and the government. Once the farmers have embraced and accepted this technology, they've practiced it and they've shared it with their neighbours, and it's spread from farmer to farmer. So that's been very, very exciting.
One of those farmers is Yakuba Sawadogo. He has spent the last 2 decades raising a forest on his farm in Burkina Faso, where before there was nothing but barren land. He is featured in a recent documentary called The Man Who Stopped the Desert.
The forest here has not just come about on its own. It's the work of man. In the beginning, there wasn't a single tree here. But as soon as I understood how important trees were, I set to work on planting the forest.
The documentary shows how his neighbors were initially skeptical, even hostile, because he was trying something different. But as he has prospered, his ideas have caught on. Now he teaches his techniques to farmers in neighboring villages. As climate change threatens to bring more droughts across the Sahel, the African Union has approved a plan to build a so-called Great Green Wall of trees across the continent. Previous tree planting efforts led by outside organizations have failed, but experts say farmer-led efforts in the Sahel show the way to make a real impact. Yakuba Sawadogo understands the stakes.
The population has grown and the forests are suffering. If you cut down 10 trees in a day and you don't plant any in a year, then we are heading for destruction.
Many would say that's a lesson the world should take to heart. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.